What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, February 26, 2018, getting into the start of a brand new week, almost to the end of the month here. And our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. And I'm going to break with my normal pattern of starting in on the political news and so forth. I have a couple of things I want to share with you right up front here. And the first is, I'm a huge fan of HBO documentaries. You know, I'm constantly referring to hacking democracy when we talk about the issue of widespread election fraud in this country. But over this last weekend, I saw another one that I want to give a shout out to, and it's called Atomic Homefront. And this is a documentary that's been made about that terrible situation northwest of St. Louis, Missouri, in the communities of Bridgeton and the housing developments along Coldwater Creek. And just to give it to you in brief, during the creation of the atomic bombs, there was a company in St. Louis that was contracted to do the first round of uranium purification, to go from the yellow cake uranium oxide to the actual metallic form uranium. And along the way, they generated thousands and thousands and thousands of tons of highly radioactive waste product, which has been trucked to this landfill. And they've covered it over with plastic. It's a Superfund site, but nothing's being done about it. And meanwhile, the contamination has leaked out of these areas, and it's spreading again down Coldwater Creek. And what's really amazing is just all these people who come down with these very exotic, rare cancers, and how they're just being stonewalled by all levels of government. And obviously, the company that maintains the landfill as well. And we've already contacted their public relations company. We're going to try and get one of the filmmakers here. But this is showing on the schedule a few more times on HBO, or if you have HBO on demand, you can go watch it. And you really do need to see that. Now, another shout out I want to do. We finally got a resolution on the issue of our car. It was declared a total loss. And I figured we were probably going to get about $1.50 from it, but we were pleasantly surprised we're getting a little bit more than that. And I just want to do a shout out to State Farm, which has just handled this whole situation beautifully. You know me, when I'm find bad products or bad service, I'm the first one to complain. So when I see somebody who's doing a good job, I have to mention it. So State Farm really did a good job. We're going to be staying with them with the new car. And they really were wonderful about the whole thing here, especially dealing with that problem of the car getting effectively stolen twice here. And finally, there's a little consumer warning. I'm not going to name the specific company involved, but this has happened to Claire twice, and it happened to me once, where you sign up for some online shopping channel, and you get really good prices on what's going on. And what you don't realize is that very often, you agree to a membership fee. And this is why you got to check those credit card statements every month and look for anything that seems suspicious, because we found out that this company had been hitting the credit card every month for about $40 for the membership fee. And this is a website that Claire only bought a few things from here. So we've cleared it up. The company involved has canceled the subscription and they've refunded most of the money. But it's something you got to look out for, because it's becoming more and more common practice. And absolutely, there was nothing prominently displayed about a membership fee when Claire was signing up for this. I got suckered for the same thing for Stamps.com. You've probably seen that. That one, I said, yeah, I'll use the service and I'll pay for the postage and everything. Didn't realize, buried in the fine print, there's a monthly membership fee here. Okay, so I wanted to get those out of the way here, because they've been weighing on me over the whole weekend. That documentary, Atomic Homefront, I can't stop thinking about it, and just how the entire society, system of government, EPA, has utterly failed these people, many of whom moved into these homes not knowing They were over radioactive waste. And now, because the story's gotten on out, real estate values have plummeted, and these people literally cannot afford to move anywhere else because they're not going to get any money selling their current home, which means they don't have the money to get into a new home further away. And they've been asking for a complete removal of the waste, and all they get is it's being managed, it's being monitored. Our scientists are saying it's perfectly safe, and meanwhile, there's just people dying of cancer all over the place. Again, that is Atomic Homefront. Now, let's get on down to Parkland in Florida. There have been some new developments related to that shooting. And last Friday, it was reported that Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson, who served as the Armed School Resource Officer, did not enter the school while the shooting occurred. But it turns out Peterson wasn't the only one. There were three other Broward County Sheriff's deputies, four in all, who remained outside the school, basically taking cover behind their vehicles. This is being reported by CNN. This is not a fringe conspiracy story. And interestingly enough, the Coral Springs police officers who arrived at the school were very surprised that the sheriff's deputies did not accompany them as they entered the school. This is also reported by CNN. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So the sheriff of Broward County, Scott Israel, is out there saying, well, if the deputies didn't have the heart to go in, that's not my responsibility. So already everybody's playing the blame-shifting regatta here. Now, over at BuzzFeed, they have discovered 22 more police calls to the Cruz home than the Broward sheriff admitted to. He never disclosed them. In fact, he was on TV being interviewed and said, well, there were only, you know, 20-something of these incidents. And even the person that was interviewing said, no, there were a lot more than that. Right now, it looks like the total is at least 45 times the police were called to the Cruz home over his acts of violence. 45 times. Now, again, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel is out there trying to save his reputation. There have already been calls for his resignation, and he insists he's an amazing leader despite failing to stop this shooting from happening. So the bovine excrement is piling up high and wide around this. Here's where it gets even more interesting. There is now a report that has come on out that the Broward deputy sheriffs, the coward cops, refused to let the paramedics go inside the school to help the wounded. Now, that's not normal protocol. The normal protocol for these mass casualty events is you go in immediately. You get to the victims. You save their lives. You just can't leave them lying there bleeding out. And in point of fact, these first responders are out there saying they were effectively told to stand down, and probably people died because of that. Over at InfoWars, they interviewed one of the first responders. They kept him anonymous, fear of reprisal, basically saying he was told to stand down. And he's very angry because he's saying some of those people who died could have been saved with emergency medical treatment. And again, the normal protocol for a mass casualty event is those paramedics, they get in there. And they were kept out. So there's something really wrong with this. Now, Florida Governor Rick Scott has called for the FBI director to resign while ignoring the obvious failings of the Broward County Sheriff's Department. So there's blame enough to go around for everybody, because even the FBI is saying, yeah, we kind of missed this. We were too busy trying to railroad Trump that we couldn't actually go on out and save these kids' lives. But more and more people are thinking this is another classic gun grabber false flag, because it fits the same pattern, an active shooter drill just before or right at the same time as the actual shooting, eyewitness reports of multiple shooters, predated news reports, that show up on the web. And the decision to tear down the building where it happened immediately, all the better to erase any and all evidence that might point to the shooting being a false flag operation. All the pieces are there. Now, we're still getting reports from other people coming on out who were invited to that CNN town hall last Wednesday, and they're all saying the same thing. They were not allowed to ask the questions they wanted to ask. They wanted to talk about armed security guards and concealed carry and the teachers, and CNN provided them the script and said, you will do this. And, of course, CNN has issued a report saying, we never script our news, we never have, and we never will. Now, here's where it gets interesting. One of the teachers in the school has now gone public. There's a video that's popping up all over the web, then it gets taken down. We've got a link to it at whatreallyhappened.com because people just keep putting it up here. And this teacher says she saw the actual shooter, and he was wearing a helmet and a face mask. He had full body armor, and she did not recognize the style gun that he was carrying, but he was just spraying bullets down the hallway. Now, there was that one student who said she was talking to Nicholas Cruz, and she never mentioned him being dressed in full SWAT gear. In fact, nobody actually saw Nicholas Cruz wearing that kind of outfit. Or for that matter, there are no eyewitnesses that say he shot anybody. So the reasons for looking closely at this are starting to pile on up. First of all, you have the missing surveillance video. You had that ridiculous story about a 27-minute delay on the video system. But the video system installed at that school, it's a wealthy neighborhood, the school's got a lot of money, and it monitors all exterior areas of the campus as well as the interior corridors. And the video is not being released, and they're saying it may never be released. It's just too shocking. You know, we have to protect your sensitive eyes and ears. Just take our word about what happened on it. There's the issue of the scripted lines. There is the obvious preparation that the gun grabbers had to mobilize and exploit these Stoneman Douglas High School students. Apparently, former National Party National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz advised key Stoneman students in organizing the Never Again movement and arranging protests, including the lobbying trip to Washington, D.C. To Tallahassee to meet with the Florida legislators. Then you have the issue about the experts, people with military training and school administrators, saying they question various troubling elements of this whole episode. John Bushell, a militarily trained weapons expert, security expert, and school administrator based in Florida, tweeted at length about how Parkland differed greatly from his own experiences defending his school during an active shooter event. Then we have the issue again, reports of multiple shooters, including the teacher who saw one in SWAT gear, the speed with which they're moving to demolish the crime scene, the fact that normal established protocols for law enforcement and mass casualty events were simply abandoned. And, of course, this fistfight to establish and enforce the official narrative in the face of mounting questions and criticisms. And right now, we're seeing a lot of censorship on the corporate media. And I'm talking about Google, YouTube. Apparently, YouTube is now threatening to shut down Alex Jones' channels over the fact that he posted a tape showing David Hogg struggling with his memorized lines and being coached by the camera crew. Then there's the involvement of the FBI. Technically, the FBI doesn't have jurisdiction in these cases. The crime did not occur on federal property. The crime did not cross state lines. But anytime the FBI shows up, that's another one of those red flags. Something underhanded is going on. And then finally, there is the issue of what role these psychiatric medications played. And they're trying to protect that as well, because pharmaceuticals are big business, and big business makes big money. And they're very generous donors to congressional campaigns. So we'll just scapegoat the guns. Tell everybody those drugs are absolutely wonderful. Remember the other day we were reporting there are 1 million children under the age of 6 in this country that are already on these medications. Now everybody's running around saying, oh, this was the deadliest mass shooting school attack. Actually, the deadliest school attack in the U.S. killed 44 people, and it wasn't done with a gun. There was a guy at the school. He was working there as an electrician, and apparently raises in taxes had led him to lose his home. And so he wired the building with explosives and just blew it up. Not a very good thing to do. But it's a reminder, taking away the guns will not discourage people of evil intent. They'll figure out something else that achieves whatever their objective happens to be. Now, Twitter and YouTube are now scrubbing all content and banning all users who question the official narrative on the Florida school shooting. And I've noticed on my YouTube channel for this show, some of those videos have already disappeared, and probably this one will be sent off to the bit bucket as well, because, again, I'm questioning the official narrative here. And as I mentioned before, InfoWars has received a YouTube termination warning over that crisis actor video. So they're clearly panicked that we're not buying the story, and they should have learned in the aftermath of Mandalay Bay that we just don't accept the official story any longer. We're looking for ourselves. We're deciding for ourselves. Now, something to remember, of course, is that 98% of all mass shootings target gun-free zones that were created by the liberals. Because somebody who wants to just go and have a real-life first-person shooting experience, they're going to go to the gun-free zones because they know nobody will be there that can fire back. And it's ludicrous. They're trying to blame the NRA, which, by the way, is a strong supporter of teaching gun safety and the proper use of firearms. And realize that these gun-free zones were a ridiculous idea to begin with. And apparently, Representative Thomas Massey agrees. He's introduced House Resolution 34 to repeal the 1990 Gun-Free School Zone Act. And I think that's a good idea. We need to tear down all those gun-free zone signs and replace them with signs saying, "Dear perpetrator, one-third of the people here are carrying concealed. You guess which ones." And again, the intent is not to get a massive shootout going, but to discourage the perpetrator, to give them a reason to maybe go someplace else, do something different, go to a movie, go surfing or something. And to nobody's surprise, gun sales in Florida are skyrocketing. Every time the gun grabbers try one of these, everybody arms on up. They're out there buying guns like crazy. Here's where it gets a little bit sick. This is over at governmentslaves.info. Apparently, police are confiscating people's firearms under very flimsy excuses. You might be dangerous. Your family thinks you're dangerous. And they're taking the firearms they've seized from individuals, and they're reselling them to make money for the police departments, and some of these guns go on to be used in other crimes. This is from the Associated Press. In the state of Washington alone, more than a dozen of the guns sold by law enforcement since 2010 ended up in new crimes. Ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And I'll tell you how out of control the hysteria is. Apparently, at Oberlin High School in Louisiana, some students were in a math class, and a student was at the blackboard solving a math problem, and he drew the symbol for a square root. And apparently, one of the other students said, "Oh, that looks an awful lot like a gun," and apparently sparked a police investigation. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Oh, yeah.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And people are sending me all these videos. There's a video war going on. And people are starting to use platforms that are not being subject, at least at this point, to censorship. So a video I just now put up at whatreallyhappened.com are the students who are basically confirming there was an active shooter drill going on at that school at the same time the actual shooting happened. So I'm just now putting another one up that's on YouTube. And it's basically the students who are saying that there were definitely multiple shooters. So let's get it up there and see how long it is before YouTube yanks that one down as well. Now, unfortunately, a federal appeals court in Maryland has made a very questionable decision, which resulted in one of the appeal judges issuing a strongly worded dissent. Maryland's ban on 45 cans of, kinds of assault weapons and its 10-round limit on gun magazines were upheld Tuesday by a federal appeals court. And Judge William Traxler issued a dissent saying that by concluding the Second Amendment doesn't apply to these weapons, Traxler wrote, the majority has gone to greater lengths than any other court to eviscerate the constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms. And he said basically the court did not apply a strict enough review on the constitutionality of the law. And he basically went back and he said, for law-abiding citizens who, for whatever reason, chooses to protect his home with a semi-automatic rifle, instead of a semi-automatic handgun, accuracy being an obvious reason, Maryland's law clearly imposes a significant burden on the exercise of the right to defend oneself in one's home. Now, I would like that this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, because in point of fact, the Supreme Court has already ruled in United States versus Miller that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the same kind of weapons carried by the uniformed military. And the way that came about was Miller had been arrested with a sawed-off shotgun, and he insisted the Second Amendment covered that. And the Supreme Court said, no, the Second Amendment, because it talks about militias and the security of a free state, they're talking about military weapons, which includes assault rifles, obviously. So these liberal gun grabbers, they're trying to change the law from the bench is what's going on. All right, let's take a phone call from Ed in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just got an email from Gun Owners of America. I think they're a little bit more reliable than the NRA. And apparently, the Senate has a couple bills which will circumvent, you know, the two-thirds majority of the states for legal acts to be considered, like, let's say, the 2018 Gun Repeal Act. And it kind of worries me, considering most of our politicians are either blackmailed or nothing more than prostitutes who just do the bidding of corporations. I'm really concerned about my Second Amendment rights. It doesn't seem they represent me. Unfortunately, my senator is Marco Rubio, so I expect nothing good ever to come from that man. And they're talking about banning bumper socks, I believe. I've never used them before, but when you go, it goes into detail, it could also go into 30-round mags, it can go into certain triggers, it can go into 100 different pieces of parts you can place to a gun, not to make it fire, but, you know, just the ability for more than 5 or 10 rounds as you have in New Jersey or New York. I mean, here in Florida, you could have 30, 60-round mags, and these mass shootings seem like they happen every year or two, and within days, legislation's already there to ban certain type of weapons or to ban certain types of magazines.
Yeah, the bills are already to go. They've already been written in secrecy, and then they come on out and say, we have to introduce this legislation. It's a very well-planned operation, and they're going to keep on doing it. They're going to keep on killing kids for this political point.
Yet they don't care about the crime rate of black-on-black violence. And Chicago on, let's say, 4th of July or New Year's Eve, where you might have 50, 60 people killed in one day. That doesn't matter. But what does matter is false flag attacks that happen in public schools. I mean, it tugs on the American heartstring, you know, so
that's
we shall, oh, my God, something
do.
Needs
that's
to be done.
That's why target the children. That's why they're hitting the children, because they're trying to elicit an emotional response of shock and horror so that people won't step back and say, wait a minute, something else is going on here.
Now, one of the background checks that they're trying to impose is, you know, if you're on, if you have Alzheimer's, which you shouldn't have a gun anyway, but it goes on to PTSD, ADHD, postpartum depression or OCD, or guarding to process their check. Now, I think eventually they're not going to just yank the guns away. If anything, they'll do, you know, you'll go in front of a panel, maybe 3 to 5 psychiatrists that are paid by the state, and they'll make a decision whether or not you're mentally capable of owning a firearm. That's probably start with. My question is, who watches the watchers? Who actually makes sure that these, if it ever happens, these panels,
We've descended to the level of the Soviet Union, and your concerns are very valid. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another commercial
break.
Thanks a lot,
Mike.
We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call. Michael in San Jose. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'd like to suggest three very important people to be guests on your future shows. To begin with, Miss Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net. That's StopTheCrime.net. Number two, Dr. Russell Blaylock and Mr. Jamie Lee from aplaintruth.info. Very important people at this time, and I think you'll be enlightened if in the audience if you were to bring them on the show, particularly Deborah Tavares of Stop the Net. I beg your pardon, StopTheCrime.net.
Okay, I'll take a look into it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, I'm getting all these emails where people have saved all these videos that are being flushed out of YouTube, and they're putting them up on their own websites. And so the information is out there, and there's no way to get it back. Somebody just sent me a photograph supposedly taken at the scene of the school showing three men in SWAT-style gear apparently getting into a truck right after the shooting happened. I'm going to have to get some provenance on that before I publish it. But yeah, this one's falling apart faster than the Mandalay Bay false flag. All right, let's get into some politics and corruption, because there's certainly enough of it to go around. There's enough of it here. And Adam Schiff finally released the Democratic FISA memo. It was meant to counteract the Republican one and make it look like the FBI are a swell bunch of Joes. They're great dancers, and, you know, they keep their shoes polished, and you really should back off on them. But it actually backfired, because the Democrats' memo confirms the FBI and the DOJ never disclosed that the Trump dossier shown to the FISA court was funded by Hillary and friends. And that's really what the stink is all about here. Now, the Republicans have already come out with their own document refuting point by point the Democratic memo. They almost don't need to do that. Very thoughtful article over in the National Review saying the Schiff memo harms Democrats much more than it helps them. They've got nothing to work with. It was all a hoax. It was all corruption. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. New Jersey's got a 15-round magazine maximum.
Yes.
For the rifles. Yeah, I mean, I you know, how come I can't own a TOW and a Stinger missile? Since they're giving them to, like, jihadists, you know, they don't have a problem with them having them. How come I can't have a Stinger or TOW missile system? What am I, untrustworthy American citizen?
The Miller decision didn't quite go that far. They basically talked about the regular kit weapons that soldiers would have, which is rifle, a knife, and so forth and so on. And that's what the Miller decision basically came down to. Now, Miller lost his case. He did go to jail for the sawed-off shotgun. But it did set a precedent that the Second Amendment is not about shooting. It is not about hunting. It was about military-style weapons for use in a military situation to protect the sovereignty of a free state from an encroaching central government. And that's what it's there about. And the Founding Fathers intended that the law-abiding citizens of the militia, the unorganized militia, would have weapons equal to those in the hands of the government itself.
Well, you know why I brought that up, Mike? Because if you give a jihadi a Stinger missile, he can shoot down a passenger plane. Now, that doesn't seem to faze the military-industrial complex or our politicians. You know, John McCain and Rubio and all them were for giving the weapons to the moderate rebel head choppers, right? What happens if they use those weapons against a passenger plane? Doesn't seem they don't mind if they kill civilians over here, over anywhere.
They'll just pump it for all the propaganda value that's worth. I'm more concerned about this government that wants to take away military-style weapons from the law-abiding people of the United States of America, was sending them down to Mexican drug gangs. And the drug wars down in Mexico have spun out of control. A lot of people have been killed. Some of those guns have made it back into the United States of America, and there was a big stink where a border guard was gunned down with one of these weapons that were supplied to the Mexican cartels by the U.S. Fast and Furious program.
And you don't think they would know that would happen? You know, they don't care. Look at Libya. That was Fast and Furious too, Mike. Right?
Yep.
I mean, they were, you know, moving weapons out of the warehouse. You know, that wasn't even a real embassy, I believe, right? Wasn't there a warehouse adjacent to that complex that had all the weapons stored in there that they were taking? I mean,
yeah,
they got Stinger missiles.
It was actually a consulate. It was actually a consulate, not an embassy. And you're right. That was the hub for the smuggling operation to smuggle weapons out of Libya and into the hands of ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria.
Mike, I know somebody called, this was months ago, about how the police were privately a private group that is basically paid by a lot of, I don't know all, but some of the cities, it's a private groups like the police. Is that how that works? Private entity?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Could you rephrase that?
I remember somebody called like a while ago about how the police are not part of like the government or the state government in the or even the town government. Are they like leased out? in some of these towns? Are they like private security contracts?
There are some private police forces that where the city or county just contracts with them to say, you take care of it all. But these police are supposedly constrained by the same laws as the regular institutional police.
But aren't they just there to protect and serve the institutions that govern us? You know, that's what I mean. They're basically...
More and more, it seems like it. I mean, here in Hawaii, there's been a rather interesting transition over the last few years where the police departments are shutting down the standalone police departments. And they're basically leasing space inside the shopping malls. We've got two shopping malls close to us where the police are just right on in there. So they're obviously there to protect the merchandise rather than the people.
And I know Al called on Friday. I have to agree with him that, you know, obviously we're much more violent culture in this country than Canada. Has a lower crime rate, obviously, because it's a population thing. But I was reading an article, this was from the end of 2016, on how they had crime, violent crime was a 12-year high over there. And I'm looking back now, Mike, I look at Chicago and Detroit and all these rundown areas. Economics is definitely the number one issue for crime. Like, that's it.
You know, yeah, nobody turns crime. You know, most people don't want to be criminals. Most people turn to crime only because they have no other way to feed their families here. And you find these situations in these democratically run cities where the liberal agenda has just run roughshod over people's standard of living. And it gets to be a problem. But I want to stress there is another factor, and that is these prescription antidepressants. Now, one quarter of the American population are on these, and police actually have them higher per capita than that. There was a study that was done down in Florida, and we know what these medications can do. They can absolutely wreck your impulse control. So you're standing there on a street corner in Chicago. You've got your SSRIs, coursing through your brain. Somebody just ticks you off, and you get an impulse to just pull the gun and pull the trigger. There's nothing that's going to stop you from doing it.
Yeah, because, and you know what? I don't watch TV, Mike, because it seems like every other commercial, two in a row they'll have, three in a row of just drug commercials, you know,
yes,
with the side effects, talking real fast like the guy from Micro Machines commercials, remember? Like, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Like, they try, like, the side effects are like, a lot worse than... Just deal with the problem. Not for everybody,
yeah,
but, you know,
they are.
The majority.
They are. And the U.S. is one of the few countries on earth that allow prescription medicines to be advertised in the media. And we should cut it on out because they're trying to use consumer pressure to basically overrule the doctor's good judgment. And then, of course, there's the other issue that doctors are financially incentivized by the pharmaceutical corporations to push certain medicines and certain treatments. It's all about the money. It's the medical industrial complex.
It's just sad how American people just, you know, take a pill for this, take a pill for that, and they see the same commercials, though, you know? Like, it just, they don't see it the same way I do, you know? Like, it's just, it doesn't click. I'm like, may cause intestinal bleeding. Well, then you don't take the pill, you know? If it's going to cause you something like that, you know, stay away from that pill, you know? Try something else.
I saw a commercial, I forget the exact medication that was being advertised because generally I don't pay attention to them, but in the side effects spiel at the end, and you're right, they talk very fast, they're legally mandated to put it out there, but they want to put it in a way that people don't pay attention to, and apparently it does work, and they're talking about how this medicine could actually lead to death.
I'll take a dozen of them. Yeah, and people will take them, it's a shame. Yeah, the doctors get kickbacks, and, you know, like, they
yes.
got, when you go to the doctor's office, they got all the advertisements stickered everywhere, you know, like, what a joke, Mike, this whole society. Like, this society's finished. As far as I'm concerned, it's finished. It's just decadent, man, you know, like, and there's nothing we
it
can
really
do, Mike,
is.
To stop it. We can't
well,
stop it, Mike.
No, my advice continues to be just grin and bear it and sit back. Because this government, this economy, are tearing themselves apart. And we're going to get to get a fresh restart the way the Russian republics did. And we get some common sense laws in there, term limits, strict limits on campaign contributions, because basically without those limits on campaign contributions, the politicians are going to be for sale to the highest bidder. That Capitol building is a one-stop shopping mall for all the corrupting influences in our society.
And tar and feathers, Mike. Tar and feathers that people have done this to us. That's it.
Time to go long on tar and feathers. I agree with you on that one.
All right, thanks okay, a lot, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, Dustin, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Kathleen in Paris. Kathleen, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Michael. A few things. Well, you changed over to pharmaceutical drugs, and so I just wanted to mention that, you know, I'm an American. I live in Paris, but when I was in the States in 2007, I had forgotten about publicity for pharmaceuticals on television, and it's just really shocking. I don't know that maybe there's one other country in the world that allows that.
I think there are two others. I think there are two others. I can't recall them off the top of my head. But it shouldn't be allowed to happen because you're trying to use mass media advertising to overrule and overwhelm the doctor's best judgment. And you got to cut out the incentives on the back end here.
Well, what I really called about was, I'm going to say before I get to YouTube, about the boy who's the shooter, when they arrested him, he was dressed in school garb, like a teenage kid.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't dressed in SWAT gear. Of course, he could have taken it off, but the eyewitness said that the shooter was dressed in SWAT gear. And anyway, so he had to have been a pretty quick change.
One student claimed that she was talking to Nicholas when the firing began. I didn't mention that he was dressed up in a SWAT outfit. The Uber driver doesn't mention it. And that's a lot of heavy equipment you got to drag around here. It's not something that a small, compact car, you're going to have the room to do it.
But we actually saw what he was wearing when he was arrested.
Yes.
And his behavior, supposedly, after doing this thing, to go down to the mall and go into fast food places? Anyway. I wanted to talk about YouTube. I think they have shot themselves in both feet. I'm an English teacher. So I think we're going to be fleeing away from YouTube even faster now. Some of the people I listen to, the channels, like if one gets shut down, the other one will have him on as a guest. And I'm learning about other channels and other sites that I didn't even know about that are telling the truth. And I think that YouTube is self-destructing.
Yeah, they are. The entire corporate media is self-destructing. We're going to have a couple of articles about that a little further into the show.
Uh-huh. So two of the ones that are abandoning, and they tell you where they're switching to. For example, DTube and Steemit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, those are good ones. Vimeo, at this point, Vimeo seems to not have the censorship thing going for it yet. But, you know, the government can go to all these companies and say, you will now enforce our ban or block list, or we'll find a way to shut you down. We've reached that stage of heavy-handed behavior. I mean, the FBI will probably sending out all these so-called national security letters that say, you will do this, what we ask you to do, and you can't tell anybody that we came here and ordered you to do it. All of which is unconstitutional. There is nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the FBI to behave like the Gestapo.
Well, that's amazing. I remember when Obama, I didn't even know what a national security letter was, but Obama was really going on about how bad they were. I think when he was either a senator or a candidate, but then, of course, after he became president, well, then that was quite a useful tool.
Yeah, it was. Well, he was going on and on about it because there had been one of the recipients of these letters who'd gone public. Alleging that their particular letter constituted prior restraint and a violation of the First Amendment. And so that really took off on the independent media and was all over the net, all over the internet, all over the blogs, and that's why Obama addressed that issue.
Yeah, but yeah, when he was a candidate, he said they were terrible.
Well, we've had a hard lesson this last year. What the candidate says on the campaign trail is rather meaningless. I'm still waiting for Trump to throw Hillary Clinton in prison, and I'm very upset over this escalation of all the wars, especially since I live right next door to a first strike target. So I'm greatly disappointed. He's still better than Hillary would have been, but marginally.
I have one more thing to say. It's about
I'm going to have to hold you through the commercial break. So don't hang up. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Kathleen in Paris. And Kathleen, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yes. A week ago or so, in the comments of Ron Gibson's channel, some of the listeners were talking about doing a crowdfunding to have a new car for the Riveros. And
Oh, my goodness. I was completely unaware of that. Yeah.
Well, and so a lot of people thought that was a good idea. Why don't we do that? But it seems like they didn't know how. And myself, I tried to search on how to do that and set it up, and I didn't know how. And I've had the idea that it could be more financially efficient to just everybody that would have contributed to send a check.
Yeah.
To send a check, everybody that would have signed up if there was a crowdfunding for the car for the Riveros, if you would have sent $10, $5, whatever, just send a check to made out to Michael Rivero at the address on the website and earmark it for the new car.
Well, thank you very much for that, and I'm actually a little embarrassed. I mean, Claire and I are we're going to be car shopping this weekend because we're running out of the rental, and we had saved up a little bit of money, so we're going to be able to get the car. And I hate asking people for money because I know everybody is in serious financial trouble.
I know, and I knew you wouldn't like me to say it if I asked you, so I just did it. And so everybody, if you would have contributed, send a small check to the address on the website, earmarked for the car.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. All right. We're going to let you go. And just got another article here. Apparently, yet another teacher from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, teacher Ernest Rospierski, told the Associated Press he had been told there was an active shooter drill scheduled for that day that would be using blank ammunition. So this one is definitely falling apart. All right, getting on back to the domestic politics. With the issuance of the Democrats' FISA memo and the fact that it has done a major faceplant, all of a sudden, Russiagate is becoming a lot more interesting because the memo basically says that the alleged and still unproven Russian activity did not actually change the results of the 2016 presidential election or that any actual votes were altered or tampered with by Russia. Now, they should be looking at votes that are tampered with by domestic politicians here. So what they've got is a little bit of smoke and no fire, and it's swinging the focus back onto Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. Now, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.